Hi and welcome to Dunking Biscuits, providing etiquette for modern times. My name is Emma and this is Grace.
Hello.
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 Do you have our good news story?
I do, and I have a really good one. This one makes me really excited.
Is it so different to the ones where we say it's good but it's in a bad way? But just, is it just all good?
Because I feel this is just like
through a path.
No, this one is just good.
Okay, perfect.
Right. So we're heading to Las Vegas.
Of course.
Where Carl Nassib has become the first active NFL player to announce that he's gay.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
Yeah. So he posted a video on social media saying, "I just want to take a quick moment to say that I'm gay. I've been meaning to do it for a while now, but I finally feel comfortable getting off my chest, and I really have the best life, the best family, friends, and a job, that a guy can ask for." And in conjunction with that, he's also donated US value of $100,000 to the not-for-profit organization, the Trevor Project, which focuses on suicide prevention among like the LGBTQI plus population under 25, where so they just work with teens who are struggling.
Yeah.
And it'll just have like a massive impact. Like,
yes,
they just needed someone to do it. And this guy is amazing for being like, you know what? Let's do it.
Let's take the hit.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those things where, of course, it's going to be brilliant and people are going to have great things to say, but there's going to be the naysayers or the people who are whatever the nice way of saying
who are still discriminatory.
Yes. I'm like, what's the politically correct way of wording this without saying something horrible about other people? But, so amazing. And amazing that he has the ability to shine light on this and also to give towards a very worthy cause.
Yeah, and I just hope that this does have, like, a roll-on effect. And, you know, I'm not expecting tomorrow to read the headlines that 28 AFL players have come out as gay, but, like, I feel like it just takes one and this guy has done it. And it's just going to have such a huge impact on, like, especially I feel like young boys and young men who are, you know, looking down the path of like a college career in sport or something like that, who are also, you know, potentially like keeping themselves in the closet because they don't want to come out because they don't have that representation. Well, now this guy is that representation.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So, so good.
Told you it was a good news story.
And all the best to him.
Yeah. I hope, like, I just hope this brings nothing but positivity. But as you said, there is going to be people who are still very kind of old school in their thinking or very, you know, tradition, especially in America, where I feel like they go to another level with their religion. But who knows?
But we support and congratulations.
Yeah,
awesome. That's a nice way of wording it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alrighty, so what is your win for the week? What's been happening in the world of Emma?
Well, we basically had to cancel our honeymoon, which I spoke about last week. I'm not going to drag on about it again, but we've been very fortunate. We have had most of our things refunded, and we have a few things that are credited, and we haven't lost too much money, so that's like a win. But I just wanted to point out that obviously I'm very fortunate that we were able to even book this and everything like that, but I just want to clarify that yes, I was disappointed, yes, I'm still disappointed, but in the scheme of things it's actually not too bad. So I've gone back around. I've gone through my grieving phase and
now you've done the five stages.
Yeah. So my actual win is I got my hair cut, which sounds so I don't know what the right word is. Self-absorbed.
No.
I don't know.
You treated yourself.
Yeah, basically I went and got my hair cut and
what day did you get your hair cut?
Friday.
Samesies.
Guess what Grace did.
Guess what I did on Friday.
And basically, I'm just sick of brushing my hair. And I was like, what kind of haircut can I get that I can put it up in a ponytail, but I don't have to brush out knots every single day?
Buzz cut?
Yeah. I'm not of that look, I don't think. I just don't think it's my vibe. And not saying it's not anybody else's vibe. I don't think I can pull it off. And anyway, so I got my hair cut just to my shoulder, like just on my shoulder. And so it does go up. I do have those nice little like
the little tufties.
Yeah. So I do have a clip underneath there that I've used. And even though I didn't wear my hair out this week at work, everybody was like, oh my God, all your hair's gone. And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, oh yeah, like waiting for me to pull it out and be like, look how short it is. But I just like, mm-hmm. And okay. I was like, yep, see, you can see it. Because unlike the hairdressers, I am terrible at hair. And I'm good at other people's hair. I'm happy. I would love to curl other people's hair. I can braid. I can do that stuff. But for myself, for some reason, I'm like, this is hard. I can't do this. And so I am yet to wash it from last Friday. I hope it still looks pretty good. I put some dry shampoo in there, sort of, you know. But it feels so much better. I feel lighter. I feel happier. So those who are thinking, oh, I should cut my hair. Oh, no, don't do it. Do it.
Do it.
Cut your hair. Cut it all off. And, yeah, how about yourself?
Besides your haircut. Yeah, well, I was very annoyed because same thing. Like, you leave the hairdresser, you're like, oh, my God, my hair is so soft. Everything feels so lovely. I had to play football on Saturday.
Yeah.
It got sweaty. It got gross. And I was just like, I already have to wash my hair. Sucks. And, like, it just, like, I lost the hairdresser feel, like, instantly. So sad. But... my win this week, I got to see my dad, my little sister, and my stepmom. So they live probably about 40 km away. So they're on the, like, they don't fit in my 25 km radius.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to see them for a couple of weeks now, and then lockdown happened and just had to wait and wait.
Obviously, yeah.
And yeah, just went there, hung out. We didn't do anything special, had some pasta for dinner, but it was just nice just to be with the family.
That's so good.
So yeah, it was good. Like, it was just chill. It was good times. Yeah. Very happy with it. Just easy.
So simple. I think sometimes people expect us to be like, and this is what this is my win this week. And it's like all these extravagant things. Like, I know I got married and that was pretty much it. That was a big win. But like, like the gist of a win doesn't have to be life altering.
No, and it's just something that makes you feel good.
Yeah. And so I think
with my dad makes me feel good.
Yeah. I think sometimes when you're a bit down, you don't really see little things as being as good. So, like I said, like just like my haircut, like I came out of there feeling like a goddess, and you know, it may be a different feeling to Grace, but I still feel like it was still a good feeling, even though two different experiences. And I think sometimes sharing those experiences make people feel a lot better about themselves and sharing the love.
Yeah.
So instead of saying, "Hey, how are you going?" next time, maybe say, "What was your win this week?" Because I honestly, we've talked about this before. We talked about it, I think, after about a couple of months of doing this podcast, we were like still in lockdown. We're like, there's nothing.
I have no wins.
I have no wins. And I haven't
seen another human for months.
It was more like cooking, which turns out to be that was like the joy. That was the part that was
I remember one time I made a good curry. I feel like you made good spaghetti or something. Yeah.
What a win.
I mean, still relevant. But yes, anyway.
That's it.
Good times.
Best times.
Alrighty, so we are going along with the theme of whenever I have to pick an episode, it's what's going on in Grace's life that we can talk about. And last night I was at the gym doing the stair machine and I was just like, oh, we can do gym etiquette. So this week we're going to talk. I know, amazing. It just comes to me, you know. But yeah, so this week we are going to talk about gyms. And I would like to start by saying I'm not a massive, massive gym goer in the sense that, like, I go to Pilates. I do, like, HIIT classes. But I feel like I am hopeless whenever I, like, walk into the weights area and I'm like, oh, my God. I don't know. If you do that kind of thing, like, what muscle is that working? Am I doing this right? Like, I am... Like, give me a job and I can do it. Like, tell me, like, you need to do squats, you need to do them like this, and I can do that. But I cannot just walk into a weights area and be like, I'm just going to work out. I'm just going to do some back and buys today or something like that. So I would just like to start with that. So I am coming with this from a very kind of, like, different angle.
Sure.
But obviously, like, gyms are back open now. Very exciting. I booked a class, like, and went as soon as I could.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I just wanted to start by kind of, like, taking in, like, a little COVID-y line of train of thought, because that's where we're at in Melbourne at the moment. I do not understand when I see people like walk away from a machine, walk away from like using a mat or something like that, and they do not wipe it down. No. Gyms are sweaty places. It takes a second.
Yeah. I think also it's very difficult not to pass something that's a cleaning device in a gym.
Yeah, like, they're everywhere.
They are. There's probably more of them than gym equipment. I find that you go around and they will have, like, it's generally a disinfectant wipe.
Yeah, with some sort of a spray bottle and
spray
stuff.
Bottle and stuff. And it's been made so easy for you. It is pure laziness and care for the next person that you don't clean. And I have a big gripe with it as well.
Because, like, even if, like, I was using a machine yesterday that, you know, I, like, was sitting on it, obviously, so obviously wiped that. Mm. But, like, then I only touched, like, a small amount of it with my hands. But I, like, wiped, like, the whole bar and I did, like, everything. Like, anything I could have possibly touched, I was like, nah, I got to wipe it down. Because, like, not only is, like, my gym was also really hot yesterday. Like, I walked in, I was like, well, I'm already sweating. I haven't even done anything yet. But, like, it's a sweaty place.
Yep.
So even pre-COVID-y stuff,
mm-hmm.
you're gross. You're sweating on it. And, like, ugh. Yeah. Yuck.
For those who don't know, it's a bit of science, a bit of just FYI.
Oh.
So when you sweat, your sweat actually doesn't smell.
No, it's the bacteria
it's
in your skin.
It's the bacteria in your skin. So obviously the cleaner you are before you exercise, the less likely you are to smell. And by clean, I mean like as in soap, not just putting more deodorant on. And so if you think of it that way, when people leave their sweat on things, it's also the bacteria from their skin.
Mm.
So ooh,
that makes it sound even more gross.
So to think that they don't, they're not worried or they're not concerned about leaving that behind, it's just, to me, selfishness. Like, it's just, it's so easy. It's not going to stop your, like, workout benefits to clean up after yourself. So,
it's just going to make you a nicer person as well.
Yeah. And you feel good because you're helping other people out. And respect to the environment, respect to the equipment, respect to the, your place that you go to work out.
And it's stopping just, the spread of the pandemic.
Yeah. I mean, small things, small steps. I do find that there's different types of cleaners at a gym, like when people's. So I haven't categorized them exactly, but there's a few. So we
I
have.
I feel like we've got like the sprayers and like the skimpers or something.
So it's there. So the main three that I wrote down was the mum, which is like every nook and cranny is like disinfected.
Brings
you could,
her own
you could eat cranny. You could eat off that equipment. That's how clean it is. Then you have the toddler. Which is kind of like you smear things around where you haven't actually cleaned it. You kind of just mushed it around. It's not really cleaning. It's not really what you've done. You kind of like wipe something that's probably just moved things around on it.
Yeah.
And then you have the like, it's done, it's good, which is.
Yeah. They like, wipe it down with their own gym towel.
Yeah. They're like, oh, look, I cleaned it. Like, guys, it's clean. And you're like, okay. Is it clean the word you want to use? I don't know. So I feel like the. People sort of go in any of those categories. But as long as you have made an attempt, I'm more than happy.
All we can do is ask.
Yeah. Make an effort. Have a go. But, yeah, just be mindful of what's actually being left behind, I guess.
Yeah. The next thing I wanted to have a chat about was when you're waiting to use something. So you need to use a certain machine and you can see that somebody else is using it. I think it's like intimidating if you stand kind of near them and just wait.
Yeah.
Like for me, like that's the time like, yes, this is a risk because you could lose your spot in the line because someone else might be eyeing the same machine. But for me, that's the time where like, okay, you're like, oh, I don't need to do that exercise straight away. I can, you know, go and do this exercise and then come back to that machine when that person's done. Or, oh, do I need... I'm going to go to the toilet real quick and then come back and then they might be done.
The only
Are you
way...
okay? I feel like you're going to sneeze or something.
No, like I'm holding my mic out a little bit because I thought I was touching my my robe.
Oh, because I can hear you go like...
No. No, what I was saying was, going to say, is that if you're on the machine and someone's standing near you, you can let them know like how long you're going to be.
I'm on my last set.
Yeah, or be like, I just got here, so you know, take your time, maybe do it on the machine, because it makes the situation, that sort of diffuses the situation, and also the person can then make a better decision on what they want to do. And so if you feel, intimidated, maybe just break the ice by just saying, hey, I'll be 5, 10, this is what I left to do. And so they can either, like, loiter there, playing their phone, what do they need to do? Or they can make a decision that, you know what, actually that's too long, or I could go somewhere else. Because you're actually acknowledging that they're there rather than them sort of being like, do you notice me? I'm just here. Oh. Like, there you go.
I feel like another thing that people do is like, oh, do you want to like swap in? And they take it in turns. And I think that works to some degree. But if you're going to be like changing weights and you can see that, you know, they're lifting quite heavy compared to you, or like they're lifting quite light, I think that that's like a little bit iffy. As I said, I'm not a huge gym goer though, so I don't really know how it works.
I think it depends on what you're getting out from your session. If your session is very weights heavy and you're doing like heavy weights but lower repetitions, then it's okay, because you actually need to time recover. So it's okay, it'll take time to change the weights over and stuff. But if you're doing more for lean muscles and you're doing high reps and a lighter weight, you need to keep going, because you're trying to tire your muscles out over time rather than in a short amount of time. So it does, it just depends on what type of exercise you're doing and why you're doing it, I guess.
So I
think have the conversation if you can. I understand it is not a easy conversation to have, because you're basically talking to a stranger.
And like also like gym, like people have their headphones in.
Yeah.
They're not
like, they're not really paying attention to anybody else.
Yeah. They're there for themselves. Like they're there to work out.
That's
their time.
And that's fine. Like you can go there and do your own thing and do your time. But yeah, obviously if someone's talking to you, you can like maybe wave, I don't know, do something weird to get their attention if they're not really looking. Hey guys. But yes, I think if you're worried about them sort of standing there, have a conversation. Or if you're the person who's standing there, I don't know if there's a nice way of saying like how long you're going to be, but
how many reps do you have left? How many sets do you have left?
Yeah.
Make it like a gym thing.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I don't know, what's a set?
Gym lingo.
I'm going to give it 2 more goes.
I'm going to lift this twice. Yes. I think both parties need to say something rather than this nothingness. But I feel like most people don't say anything because they're in their zone, they're listening to their music or their podcast or whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a bit more challenging to have a conversation, as little as that may be, because they're not really wanting to talk to anybody.
Yeah. Tricky.
It's hard. But I think, yeah, as long as you can tell that someone needs to use it and you're not just sitting on it, I think most people are fine. But don't check your phone while you're on equipment.
I do that. If the gym's not busy and
if you can see someone's waiting for your thing and you're sitting there, you've just done a leg press and you're just been checking your Instagram, and you're like, someone's over here.
Yeah. Oh, hello.
Yeah.
I need to use that.
I have a weird etiquette.
Oh, okay.
And it's one of the things that I love parodies of most. And lots of people do parodies of this, so I'm all for it. It's mirror etiquette at the gym.
I instantly just thought of, like, the inspired unemployed.
Yeah, I know.
Like, they do it great.
That's so funny. Those who have not been to a gym before and those who have not seen anything to do with mirrors at a gym, basically, it is of, and I will gender stereotype, a male, again, stereotyping, arms, and basically it's them standing abs.
They do the shirt lift or abs.
Yeah. And they basically stand in front of their mirror, which is probably the length of the whole wall that everybody else can see them standing in front of, and they flex to see how their muscle growth is going. And there's no...
You know what? Not mad at it.
There's nothing. It's not a wrong thing. It's just it is hard to watch because generally you don't see people look at themselves in a mirror, because it's generally in a space that is private.
Mm.
And so when you do it to yourself, you can nitpick certain things. You can look really close to certain things and whatnot. Yeah. But when you do it in a public arena, everybody can see what you are particularly looking at. And so it's a very weird situation because it's not the norm or not probably what you've grown up with. So if you are new to a gym and you see this, you're like, what the? Like, How, like, and you might think how up themselves or how self-involved are you? But really, if they're doing a particular weights and they're trying to get muscle mass in a certain way and they're flexing certain things, it's because they're probably checking out where they need to work out next or what muscles they need to work on.
Or, like, and, literally, how is their development going?
Yeah, and it's weird because it's not the normal thing and it does seem like something that you should probably do more in a private setting. But it's very shameless to do it there. Like, everybody's like, yeah, look at me, like, look at my
ass. Yeah, like, damn. Mm.
Yeah, and
I...
Yeah.
One time, I found, like, I went into, like, there was, like, a little kind of, like, side room bit, like, just, like, an extra, like, kind of stretching area. And there was a guy, and he was, like, you know, like, the full-on, like, bodybuilder shows?
Yeah.
He was, like, doing, like, his whole, like, routine for that and, like, all of his, like, flexing and, like, posing and stuff like that. And I, like, walked into that, and I was, like, oh, my God, I feel so uncomfortable being in here. I'm just going to let you have this room. Like, this room is yours. Like, you don't
and need he was, and that's, he was probably doing something that he loves, which is practice his poses and
for, and, like, something that he needs to do if he's going to go into a competition. But yeah, I was just, like, I think I was real young. I was, like, 19. Like, it was, like, the first gym I'd ever been, like, a member of. And I was just, like, oh, I'm not ready for this.
I need to leave.
This is
so,
too much.
So my etiquette of mirrors is that use them. That's why they're there. That's why gyms have so many mirrors, is to make sure you can see yourself. Some people use it to check out their development. Some people use it to check out their form. Mm. So if you see someone in front of a mirror doing exercises or to do weights, it's not because they want to look at themselves in a admiring way, maybe a little bit, but that's not the main. The main aim is generally to see what they need to fix. So if you have been into like body attack or body pump classes, the way you're facing always is a wall of mirrors, because make sure that you're doing your form correctly or you look similar to the instructors that are on the stage, to make sure that you don't injure yourself or that, you know, you're doing the right movement to make sure that you get the benefits of that class. Yeah. So it's needed, and please make sure you're doing the right thing. But I guess just be mindful that some people may feel uncomfortable looking at yourself, and not in a way that you should care, but it's just it's not a normal circumstance, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But yeah, no, I think, like, it's allowed. It's
You're
there to, like, I don't know, I feel like most people are there to, like, better their bodies and, like, you know, be healthy and, like, you know, there's no shame in checking out your reflection. I do it at least 328 times a day. Like, it's a bit sad, but yeah.
But yeah, I think it had to be mentioned because it is an etiquette.
It's a huge,
But it's not in a way that there's, like, a rule about it, but just be mindful that people are looking in the mirror for different reasons.
Yes.
I got another part of that. Part B of mirrors is staring. So
be subtle.
Let's talk about the main issue. And the main issue is that when people go to the gym and they start to develop certain muscles or a certain look, you may look at that person with admiration or lust, because they're looking good. They're attractive. And as much as you want to stare and just be like, wow, that is a magnificent figure, what is up? Like, single, what's happening with you? Like, where you're at?
Yeah.
You shouldn't really stare. And when you are staring, just be mindful. There are mirrors everywhere, so they can see everything that you're also doing. So just be aware of that. I have definitely been caught staring at someone, and they were, like, mid-flex, and I was like, because I didn't realize what they were doing, and then I realized that I was staring, and then I realized, and I literally did that weird, like, slow, like, hand raise, like, wave back to, like, a dodge. So, like, they knew that I knew that they knew that I knew that they, anyway, so we all knew that I was staring. So, yeah, it happens. Just be mindful of what you're doing. Have a glance. Admire what you can see. Maybe try not to gawk like I did.
Oh, I'm so bad. I feel like I'm such a gawker. Like, if I see an attractive body at the gym, I'm just like, I would.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing? What are you doing after this?
Hey, is there any chance you could just love me forever? No? Okay.
Do Do you mind if I just stare at you the entire time of my workout?
Yeah. I try to be subtle, but I'm such a perv. It's so bad. But no shame in the perv game. I'm just appreciating your fine work.
No, well done for your hard effort.
Yes, thank you. You have
caught round of applause.
Jesus, I am so single.
So those are my mirror part A, part B. So
yeah.
I feel like it had to be said. But yes, very awkward.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. One more thing that I wanted to have a chat about was helping people at the gym.
Yeah.
So as I mentioned at the start of the episode, I love a class. Give me a good Pilates class. Give me a good HIIT class where someone is there and telling me what to do.
Yes.
Like, you need to get in this position and you need to move your arms like this. Give me a job. I am great at doing a job.
Yep.
Send me on my own. I am not good. Mm-hmm. So last night, because at the moment the gym I go to, I mainly go for classes, but you can, like, they do have, like, weights and all that stuff.
Yep.
And because, like, bookings are limited at the moment, I couldn't get into a class. So I was just like, oh, I'll give these weights a go and see what all the fuss is about. And I've been going to the physio for the past probably 2 months or something because I have really bad hips. So he's just given me some exercises to strengthen those up. Mm-hmm. So I was like, sweet, I'll do those. I'll do a couple of extra leg things. And then I'll just do some cardio to finish off.
Yeah.
And I was like sitting on like this hamstring press machine and there was a leg press next to it. And I was just like, that looks like something I should do. But I don't know how that works because I know you have to unlock it, but I couldn't work out how to unlock it. So then like I saw like somebody got on that machine and I was just like trying not to stare, but I was also like, I just like, I'm not looking at you. I just need to look at how you get the machine to work. And as soon as they did, I was like, right, got it. That is locked into my brain. I can look away now. So I think like in the gym setup, I would be very hesitant to help someone and I would feel very weird about someone coming up and helping me. Like if this person like happened to glance to their right, they would have seen me staring, just being like, what are you doing?
What's up?
It's just, and like I've had like, people come to me before. It's usually been like personal trainers, like work at the gym, be like, oh, you know, I can see you're doing this. You might want to like try like, you know, stand like this or like move your arms like that. And like that always makes me feel really weird. But like in the class, like, you know, the instructor will come and she'll like put her hands on my hips and be like, no, you need to like lift them up or tilt them this way. Or like you have to like move things around in the machine. And like if I see the person next to me can't do it or like I can't do it, I'm like, looking around and be like, someone help me. Or like if I can see someone struggling, I'm like, oh, you lift it up and you do it like this. But like, I know it's two like very similar situations, but like two completely different dynamics. And I can't work out why I'm so like nervy in one situation, but then in the other, I'm like, oh, I'm the queen of the reformer machine. Like, I'll show you how to move all this.
Do you think it's because people who work in the like personal training arena, they see people all the time who don't know what they're doing and you don't want to be seen as someone that doesn't know what they're doing because you do know, you just don't know how to work particular machines.
Yeah, that could be it. Like, I just a bit like, oh, like, please don't.
Yeah, I'm not a novice. I kind of know what I'm doing.
Yeah, look how strong I am. You don't get biceps like this by not lifting things.
I know. I think it's one of those things where, especially if it's employees of the gym, they're there to help. They're not there to make you feel bad or guilty or that, you know, embarrassed. They're there, one, to make sure that you're safe and also that you're getting the benefits that you want from that particular machine.
Yeah.
But I'm the same. I find if I'm on a machine and I appear to know what I'm doing, like I've been shown once, I'm like, oh, yeah, I got that. And then someone comes over and explains something to me differently or like, they might come over and this is like a humble brag. You need to put more weight on kind of thing. So you're obviously, that's not doing anything for you.
Yeah. And you're like, but it feels really easy right now. Like, I can still count this as a workout.
I'm like, what do you mean? Like, this is,
yeah,
I've got sweaty. No. Anyway, so like the whole point of their job is to help you perform better. So you can get the results that you want. So, but I find in a class, because it's a room full of people, and generally the classes that I do body pump or body attack.
Fine.
They might say such things as like, you know, push or like do something, but it's not like you, third from the front, left.
Yeah.
Can you please do this? Like it's just more broad. So then if you're like, oh, actually, no, I'm not doing that, then you could do it rather than them talking to you. Although I have been in a situation where at my previous gym, where they knew me because I'd been there for like over 2 years, and they were like, Emma, come on. I was like, oh, hope no one else in the room knows I'm Emma. Like,
I feel like you have at least 7 friends who are also called Emma, so it's quite a common name.
I mean, it's probably most of the class was probably called Emma.
That was like side note, speaking of the name game.
Yep.
On Saturday at footy, there's another Grace on my team, and that's fine because she's Grace and I've got a nickname, so that's okay. Like at training, we're different. But the team we were playing also had 2 Graces. So there were 4 Graces on the footy oval on Saturday. And I just kept hearing my name and I'm like, I'm nowhere near the ball. Why am I getting yelled at? I don't have the ball. I can't pass it to you. Like, what is going on? Anyway,
little side story of my life. I just. Yeah. But yeah, I feel you. I understand. Yeah.
I knew you would.
It's a tough gig.
But yeah, and I think as well, like classes, they're more of a social environment. Like you're not there, you don't have your headphones in.
Yeah.
Like you're here. You're engaged. Like it's a group activity. Yep. Even though you don't know everyone there, it's still a completely different dynamic to like headphones in, leave me alone, I'm listening to my true crime.
Yep.
Like, give me a break.
I will say that I'm so if you've ever done a body attack class, the instructors are generally the most enthusiastic people I've ever met in my entire life.
Oh my god.
They're like, all right, like run it in, and they're like woo, and they kind of like wait for the crowd to be like woo. Yeah. I'm the woo in those classes, and I don't just like go woo. I'm like louder than the instructors because I'm like, I want you to feel the same thing that I'm feeling from you. And anyway, I find if I do it like for the first round, that someone else will join me for the second round. But if I only do it in the second round, no one will join me for the third round. Why? Why are you enjoying me if I...
The one thing I don't get about body tech is I used to do, like, body tech and body pump classes at one of my old gyms.
Mm.
And, like, yes, love the enthusiasm. That's what I need. Like, I need an instructor who's, like, here for it. I nearly dropped an F-bomb there. So close. I told you I'm bad at swearing, guys. But, yeah, I just don't get how they're, like, running and running and woo! And they're doing all the same moves that we are. But they're yelling. They're talking to a microphone. They're, like... And I'm just, like... Okay.
How are you breathing?
Oh my god. And then they back it up and they do another class straight after.
Yeah. They are
like, I went to athletes. My first ever spin class the other day. Loved it. It was super fun. My quads were killing me for the next like lifetime. Yeah. But the girl, she was like, oh, she was amazing. Like she is someone that like I would like look at her in the gym and be like, and I would just watch her for the whole day just being like, you are a goddess.
Yep.
In all forms. Like you are beautiful. And like she was like full of energy, she was doing the full workout, and then we cleaned the bikes and the next class walked in and she went round 2. I was like, Jessica,
have a protein shake, eat something, you can't just go again.
Shake it out, do some quad stretches or something. But yeah, it was nuts. I was just like, I just don't like, obviously it's their job, it's what they're trained to do. Like it's pretty impressive. I taught back to back math classes today. So,
whoa.
Yeah. But like, yeah, like, oh, they just have so much energy and they just back it up. And I'm like, oh my God, your butt. But then I was like, but they have to do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like that's their living. Like, oh.
And that's why they look so good. Cause they do it like 4 hours a day.
Amazing.
As a PE teacher. Yeah. That's why my body also looks like, cause I teach sport.
Actually, was it you teaching my spin class?
My last point of etiquette is a bit touchy, I guess, is clothing.
Okay.
So everybody should wear what they want to wear.
Yeah.
All for it. Do what you want. If you feel comfortable, I feel comfortable.
Yeah.
The issue I have is, I don't know how to word this nicely or in the right way, is that I don't want to see parts of your body that I wouldn't normally see anywhere else. So, for example, if I'm at the beach, obviously I'm expecting bikinis, speedos, whatever you want to wear, sure. If I'm at the gym, I don't want to see, like, some guy cutting around in, like, the smallest singlet known to man so I can see pretty much everything he didn't have a shirt on.
Like, do you know what I mean? That's what I thought of, like, you know, it's the same thing. Wear what you want to wear to the gym. If it's, you know, bike shorts and a baggy shirt, go for it. If it's bike shorts and a crop top, go for it. Don't care. Whatever makes your workout the best that you feel, whatever. But the one thing I cannot get around is guys' singlets. Like, I don't really love a guy in a singlet anyway. Like, I remember one time I went on a date with this guy. He rocked up in a singlet. There was not a second date. I just
were
got
you
the
like,
ick.
I need to leave.
I straight up got the ick and I was just like, oh.
Yeah.
God, this is going to be a long date. Okay. We're here for the long haul. Anyway.
Booze, please.
do we do shots? I feel like it'd be a fun way to get to know each other. We just do shots. Anyway. But yeah, the guy's singlets, like gym singlets, like, okay, like I kind of make sense. Don't love it, but like the only one I cannot get around is the ones that have like the tiny, they're basically spaghetti straps.
Yeah.
And they like are really low cut and they have like really low shoulder loops, like where your arms go through and you can just see nipple.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Like, I just don't understand. I'm just like, cannot, like, it's getting in the way, surely. Like, it's, you know, it's not that hot in here. Like, I cannot fathom why it makes me so uncomfortable. But seeing those type of singlets, I'm just like, put your nips away.
Yeah. But it's hard because obviously different circumstances. So we, when we're coming back from the lockdown in January, March, whatever it was.
February. And it was a week after my birthday.
Oh, sure. Sorry, my apologies. February. It was pretty warm and you weren't allowed to have fans on. And I was doing a body attack class and I was like, am I going to die? Like, I was just so overheated. And it was one of those things where the instructor was like, we can't put the fans on. We're not allowed to. And she said, I know it may not be your normal, but if you need to just be in your sports top, be in your sports top.
Yeah.
No one's judging you here. It is boiling in this room. And I was like, I would never. Yeah. Even when in my most physically fit body, I would never exercise just in a sports top, just because, not that I'm uncomfortable, I just like, I don't see the need, because I'm like, oh, I'll just, you know, you get hot when you exercise, you sweat. But I swear to God, every single person in that room who could take a layer of clothing off and still not be naked did, because it was so hot.
Yeah.
And it was more like a safety situation, because you were basically overheating. And so, like, there's circumstances, I get it, but really, like, how do I word this? Like, when I'm out running and a guy runs past without a shirt on, I'm like, how hot are you really? Like, that you don't need to, like, wear a shirt. And regardless of what they look like, it doesn't, that's not the issue. To me, I'm like, you can still wear a shirt. Like, I don't.
Well, see, because, like, I run, and I quite often run with a friend, and she'll, like, we'll start running. Like, if depending on the weather, she'll start off with a jumper on, she'll take the jumper off, and then a couple of Ks later, she'll then take her shirt off. And I'm like, and like, it's the same, like, if I go to the beach, I wear a bikini, like, I'm not backwards about getting my body out, like, that's fine. But I'm just also like, now you have to carry it.
Yeah. I just don't know why I'm so against it. Like,
I don't understand either. Nipple shirts, I will never understand.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, I don't know, like, I'm just not for one, I just don't take my shirt off while I run. I'm like, that's okay if you do. Or like, one time I went for a run and I just went out in my sports bra. I was like, it was like a super hot day.
Yeah.
And it was a little bit later, like, I think I was leaving at like 8:30, 9 o'clock, like, in the morning. Yeah. And like, it was already hot. And I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to bodies out today.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. But each to their own.
I wonder if it's just us personally, when we're not in the right here, where everybody should just be able to do what they want to do, and we just have a particular opinion, which is, it's fine, but, you know, we aren't the be-all, end-all of what you should and shouldn't do.
No.
But just personally, I find it not necessary.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a good way of wording it.
It's not for me. Yeah. If that's for you, that's great. You know, I also don't like Vegemite and people like that, so obviously I'm allowed to have a But yeah.
I don't understand. But okay.
Anyway, as we were. But yeah, that's my thoughts on the gym.
Yeah, I don't think there's other thoughts that need to. Oh, I guess the last bit, which is obvious, but I just want to verbally say it, is that, you know, put your stuff away.
Oh yeah, obviously.
I'm not that your cleaner. Like, the gym doesn't. The cleaners at the gym are also not your, like, personal.
No, they're not there to go and put all the weights.
Yeah, put your gear back. You do that. Thanks.
Yeah.
That's it.
Please and thank you. Alrighty, so we have our five. I feel like we haven't done a five in a very long time.
I don't think we have either.
Bringing it back. Alrighty, so our number five, just like guidelines for when you're at the gym. Number one, spray down and clean your space. I do not want your sweaty skin bacteria on my leggings when I sit down after you. Number two, appreciate the strong, but don't glare for long. So, you know, admire the bodies and then look away. Number three, don't hog the equipment, especially if you can see that somebody is like kind of like eyeing it off, being like, is that person done?
Hey.
Or what's that? don't be a hog. Number four. Oh, get me on school holidays. Number four, it is okay to offer and accept help, especially if it's someone who works at the gym. Like, they're the professionals.
Yeah.
And number five, put your equipment away. Like, so we started off with clean your space, clean it, then put it away.
Yeah.
And yeah, that is our gym etiquette. Happy working out.
Yeah.
Get nice and strong. And thanks for listening. As always, give us a follow on Instagram at Dunkin' Biscuits Podcast. Tell everyone that you know to give us a listen. Send us your favorite workout playlist or something.
Yeah. Well,
what do you listen to at the gym? Podcasts or music?
It depends what I'm doing. So, I don't know if I mentioned it, but I was pregnant at some point.
Did you have a baby?
Yeah. And because I wasn't actually allowed to do certain things because I had one of those really good pregnancies where they pretty much tell you no to everything.
You were glowing.
Yeah, glowing. I actually sat on a bike. And it's not one of those bikes where you sit on it. I had like a back, like those ones where you lean back and your legs just do stuff.
Yeah.
And I listened to podcasts because I had to sit there, like to get the benefits that I really needed, I had to be there for like an hour on a bike. Yeah. And it was pretty boring. So I was like, I need to get myself through this. But if I'm doing something like running on a treadmill, I'll use a playlist. But if I'm running in person, I use a podcast, which is weird.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. What about yourself?
If I'm running, if I go for my morning run, nothing. I just
weird.
Go.
I can't handle that.
Okay, I don't know if I've told you, but I feel like I have weird shaped earlobes and headphones don't fit in my ears. Okay, it's my theory. Everyone I know knows this theory about me. It's never been proven. If I'm at the gym, I don't know. I kind of like, sometimes it's music, sometimes it's a podcast, sometimes I just listen to Triple J. I'm pretty hip like that.
Yeah.
So cool. It's whatever I feel like on the day, what the mood strikes.
Yeah, I think sometimes you just need to motivate you, and whatever motivates you, you choose. If that's music or if it's a podcast, whatever you need to do.
But yeah, anyway.
Well.
I reckon that's it.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Have a good week, everyone. Bye.